Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
I don't know how we're going to all pack it into this hour. Let me give you, Arizona homeowners, a warning. You better fasten your seatbelt and put on your Rosie on the House safety helmet. Man, we are going to cover a lot of ground this hour, that's for sure. Hats off to the 7 million Texans that really do wish global warming was true right now. Boy, that's some cold weather. Gary, that picture you sent of St. John's Church in Lafayette was one of the prettiest pictures I saw all week.
Yeah, and that's probably the one with, it was a little bit more ice than snow, made for a great picture. But, you know, I talked to my friends in Lafayette and they're like, it's not fun to travel on, though.
They're not used to it, that's for sure.
Beautiful picture. If you want to see it, St. John's Cathedral in Lafayette, Louisiana, they are on Facebook, but there are three more photos, and you should look at it. It's pretty breathtaking.
It's a red brick historic building, very tall spire, all underneath something it doesn't see very often. A covering of ice and snow.
It's pretty.
It really is really a pretty is nice. Picture.
Let me throw out there that our phone number this morning is 602-277-5827. Also, the texting Marketron thing is down. So if you want to reach us, you got to call that number or info@rosieonthehouse.com. We are here for you.
Or send us a message on Facebook like Miss Barbara did.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, with all this talk about what border walls we aren't or are going to build, I really think Arizona needs a wall on the west and the east, almost more importantly than the north or the south. Because if all these Texans start moving to Arizona, we've got all these Californians moving into Arizona, how are we going to all fit in little bitty old Arizona? Mercy, mercy. But we're on the topic here real quick on what can we learn from what the Texans went through. And I talked to my what's his title? Petroleum Geologic. It's like 17 syllables, but he's retired now, and he was sitting by his gas fireplace with no electricity and no running water.
In Louisiana?
Sitting in his favorite chair inside a sleeping bag, drinking hot chocolate that he warmed up on the oven. And he said, and I called him with one question. Lewis, why is the city of Mesa asking us to conserve natural gas for all of you Texans? And he said, the reason why, Rosie, is your natural gas probably comes from either Midland or Beaumont. And we can pump as much natural gas into a pipe at as high a pressure as we can create it. And even at maximum pressure, natural gas only moves in the pipeline 17 miles an hour.
Oh, wow.
So if Mesa runs out and we got to wait for the line to fill up from Beaumont, everybody on that line has to wait. Now, I never knew that about natural gas.
I didn't know. 17 miles an hour.
And no matter what pressure it's under, it only moves down the pipeline 17 miles an hour.
And most of that natural gas comes from what's called the Permian Basin,
yes,
which would be Midland-Odessa.
Midland-Odessa.
And did he give you any kind of...
And all of that's frozen. All the pump heads are frozen.
Yeah.
I mean, when you take natural gas from 20,000 PSI, bring it to the surface at 60 PSI, I mean, it's the same thing as spraying compressed air out of a can. The can freezes.
That's right.
So all
that's
those right. pipes that's freeze right. mm-hmm. with a little bit of moisture that's still in the natural gas. That's why natural gas overnight went from $4 per million BTU, $4, in less than 24 hours, it was selling for $325 per million BTU. So the distribution of natural gas, that's a whole puzzle.
17 miles an hour. So yeah. I could travel from Houston to Phoenix and be here quicker than the natural gas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just bring lots of just fill up propane and bring the propane in your truck. You'll be better off. But natural gas generators, every Texan I know has moved in with a family with a backup gas generator. And so to talk about that, we have a natural gas generator backup provider right here in Phoenix. I just wanted to call Randy at Fox Valley Electric and say, Randy, have you seen a surge in phone calls? Wall Street Journal on Thursday said that publicly held generator manufacturing stock went up 20% in 1 week. So, Randy, thanks for joining us during your vacation, man.
No problem.
I know you're out of town. Anytime. But have your phones just been ringing off the hook?
We have definitely seen a surge of interest. You know, with the events going on in Texas, plus, you know, some of the social unrest and just a whole lot of other factors, we have seen a huge interest. And lately, in the last few days, it's really spiked.
Well, Randy, you owe me iced tea and a hamburger, because we're going to take our brainchild and we're going to create another whole demand for natural gas generators. And that's that generator that turns on during electric utility company's peak hour, produces electricity.
You can.
And
yes,
we need to do this. We need to do this. It would be another whole level of demand for backup generators.
What could we expect, Randy, from a generator? What would, in Phoenix, in Arizona area, what would be the use, you know, the optimum use for a generator for a homeowner?
A lot of people are putting them in for backup power. So, you know, if in the event that the power goes down, which it does fairly frequently, more often than not anymore, when it does go down, your generator takes over. It'll start within 10 seconds, and you don't have a power loss.
And now, Randy, just, I know pricing over the phone is impossible, but if I've got a typical Arizona home, 2,000 square foot, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 4-ton air conditioner, and I'm going to lose power generally on the desert floor during some monsoon, so it's going to be the summer, so I want my air conditioner and my refrigerator running, how big a generator are we generally thinking?
You know, most of our average homes are using a 14 kW to a 20 kW generator. We are a Kohler dealer, so those are the two that we see most frequently. We can get smaller if you know, the demand is smaller. We have 8, 10, and 12 kW. We can go all the way up to 150 kW for larger houses, but the average is 14 to 20.
Okay.
It's like having your own generation station.
It is.
Wow.
It exactly
you
is.
You have lots of neighbors over.
And you plumb that into your natural gas line, and like Randy says, when the power goes off, it's automatically triggered. Kaboom. Pow. It's there. Now, does that have
to... These can run on propane, too.
Okay. Yeah. And Randy, do you need to... Like, I know hospitals and critical facilities like that, they actually run their generators some amount of time every month, whether they need it or not. Do these units self-test themselves?
Or do they you sure have, do. Yeah,
or do we you have do to program
weekly
them?
Or monthly.
Okay.
Yeah, we program them to test themselves weekly or monthly. And they can come with a smartphone app so you can see the health of your generator. And we can monitor it as well.
Wow. Well,
can't get any easier than that.
I think this has driven me to at least one of our properties putting one in. I think so. So, Randy, Fox Valley Electric, Rosie certified electrical providing service in the greater Phoenix area. If somebody wanted to get a hold of you.
623-587-7370. Or you can visit us on our website at foxvalleyelec.com.
How big an area do y'all serve?
For generators, we serve, you know, really as far as out past Chino Valley and Payson and for sure the entire valley, yeah.
Okay, very good. Hey, Randy, the other thing I wanted to talk to you about is you sent me we talk here on the show a lot about the career opportunities in the construction sciences. That article you sent me this week about what the projected shortfall of electricians is going to be in this country was astounding.
It really is, and that's part of their predicted instability of the grid going forward over the next 30 years is there's going to be a massive shortage of linemen, maintenance electricians, and all that. So that causes a problem going forward, and I think we're going to see it manifest itself in the peak times in almost every part of the country.
Wow. It was a study dark by 2050 and the fact that we could be a 500,000 electricians short just in this country.
So is it a call to be trained or for apprentices or what are you looking for?
Well, for sure. We need to turn that around now if we're not going to be experiencing rolling blackouts worse than we currently have. You know, there's already blackouts that happen, and if we're not going to experience rolling blackouts, then we need to get more electricians trained.
And Randy, you're currently hiring and training at Fox Valley, aren't you?
We are. Yes, absolutely.
People, electricians that would like a career opportunity or an apprentice that might like to come in and get trained, how would they get in touch with you?
Same way, 623-587-7370. If you're an experienced residential electrician, we're hiring for service technicians in that department.
Fantastic. Mr. Randy Cole of Fox Valley Electric, thanks a million. For those of you contemplating the idea of backup generators, Fox Valley would be the place you'd want to call. Thanks, Randy.
Thank you. Bye.
Oh, man. Yeah, 500,000 electricians short in this generation.
There was a picture on Facebook this morning of a lineman in Louisiana. And it was from a family member just saying, you're comfortable in your home, and this guy's hanging on this iced over pole, can't make a wrong move, can't even hardly use his hands. You know, be thankful for your linemen. So it is a service job, one that's appreciated and needed.
They turn into first responders under this kind of situation,
really do.
Don't they?
I know a couple of career electricians. That is, I mean, it's good work. It's tough work. They're making a pretty darn good living.
Well, and if there's going to be 500,000 short, think what that's going to do.
Exactly.
The pay scale. Holy cow. Man, oh, man. The construction science is an excellent place to consider a great career. For any of you thinking, maybe you've been displaced by the COVID mess. Well, I'll tell you what. The construction services business has been jamming through the entire environment. So if you were in the hospitality or food services business and you've been left at home more than you'd like to be, I'm telling you, you ought to think about it. Construction sciences as a career.